take it for granted that there's always someone right.
Hi, this is Ian Axel, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Stand tall.
I know the... All right, this is WMFO Tufts University Freeform Radio on 91.5 FM, and I am Lucy Melman. I am the host for the next hour. You're listening to Naive Melodies. That's my show here on WMFO. Tufts University Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. There we go. That's two station IDs for you. Actually, three if you count the pre-recorded one that just played before I went on. So that's three, all in the span of less than a minute. Might be a record. I can't confirm, deny, verify that at all, but I have a good feeling about it. Not really. I'm sure there's been more. The station is quite old, so nothing. I doubt that there's really any kind of records that I could break. Anyways, though, this first song I have for you is Drama Queen by Feeble Little Horse. For those of you tuning in, I have just returned from my second round of COVID. I have had COVID-19 twice now. It's no joke. Very scary stuff. You know, I've been vaccinated, boosted, all that kind of thing, which makes the whole process so much easier. So, you know, I recommend doing so if you haven't already. But yeah, so I've just come back from being in isolation for the second time in the last, you know, year, honestly, in the last 4 months, really, because the first time I had it was in December. But the reason why any of what I'm saying is relevant right now is because, unfortunately, in my isolation period, I missed a really awesome show put on by Apple Jam. Apple Jam does really good stuff. And they put on this great show on Saturday, which I missed. But one band that played was Feeble Little Horse, so I've been listening to their stuff like crazy. Awesome band. Here's one of my favorites. This is Drama Queen.
I like what I'm doing and doing what I like, so can't beat that. Almost.
Yeah.
There we go. I think I've just realized that I made a really rookie mistake here. I thought that I had hit my mic here, and I realized that I just did not hit, I did not fade it up. Wow. You know, that goes to show, over a year into doing radio, anything could happen, folks. But I was saying that last song, I'm not sure if any of this, maybe I did, I actually don't know if this was already said. That's fine either way. You can hear me say it again and choose not to listen if that's what you'd prefer. But so the last song was Say Goodbye by Hiroshi Sato. One thing I think is interesting, I'm literally just repeating the same thing I just said. I have no idea if I said this on air already. I don't think I did. Was that album, the Awakening album by Hiroshi Sato, is from 1982. I think it's interesting because I was surprised to learn it's from 82. It sounds more like it's a modern album influenced by the 80s as opposed to something directly from the 80s, in my opinion. Don't really know if that makes much sense. Going a little bit faster, because I really did just say all this, but I think I just muted myself the first time, which is astounding and awesome. Very, very good work on my behalf. This next song that I played 2 seconds of is Montezuma by Fleet Foxes. First time I heard it, I heard a snippet of it, and I was like, oh, this sounds much older than it actually is. But then I listened to the whole thing, and it sounds about like when it came out. It's a great song, though. And I'm so sorry for the dead air I left you with for a bit there. But this is Montezuma by Fleet Foxes.
So now I am older than my mother and father. When they had their daughter, now what does that say about me? Oh,
I'm not too sure.
I think the mic is on this time, I'm hoping. But this is, that was Montezuma by Fleet Foxes, and this next song is Hello, It's Me by Todd Rundgren. I have very fond memories of listening to this song a lot in high school. I remember hearing it right after I started driving that summer after, and driving back from watching that 70s show at a friend's house, and listening to it. And I, you know, come from a beach town, which is especially beautiful in the summer, so it was a very nice drive back home. And then I remember being in Massachusetts with my mother, my dear mom, looking at some schools, and this song played in some, like, a cafe kind of thing. It was like a pub cafe type deal. And it came on. And yeah, so it makes me think of my hometown. It makes me think of my mom and just a lot of really good, sunny, beautiful things. So this is Hello, It's Me by Todd Rundgren.
Change.
So that was Hello, It's Me by Todd Rundgren. And this next song is Suki by Unrest. Once again, I thought this was a more modern song. Not that it like matters, I just heard it and I was like, oh, this is definitely something that probably came out in like 2018. Check when the album was released, 1992. I don't know. Some of this, I guess, maybe I just don't know my music very well. Maybe that's what I'm realizing, but I guess I assumed. I also just checked to make sure the mic was on. After that happened earlier in the show, now I'm like super, every single time I talk, I'm like, oh, like the mic is off. But I've lost all my confidence here. But I don't know. I just thought it was maybe more modern, but influenced by kind of some of that earlier 90s sound. I don't know. I'm not getting 90s from it. I like the song a lot. I don't care if it's quote giving 90s. I just wasn't getting that. I don't know. Who knows? This is Suki by Unrest. Say it. It's kind of given 90s. I can kind of hear the influence, actually. Never mind, I'm eating my words right now. I mean, like, I think I'm gonna keep what I said earlier, where I think it is something that I think would come out earlier, like now. I don't think I completely, not that it doesn't change the fact that it was released in '92, but I do hear more of the '90s thing I was feeling like I wasn't hearing. Anyway, this next song is "Slippery People" by Talking Heads off the "Speaking in Tongues" album. Reminds me of Providence, Rhode Island, and not just because that is, you know, the origins of the Talking Heads. Actually, that probably is why. But when I was in high school, my mom and I went back east to look at some schools, like I was saying earlier, which was very lovely of her. And we were in Providence at one point, as you do, of course. and, well, maybe not. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But, you know, we were there. I don't really know if that warrants a statement, as you do, but that's what we did. And yeah, I don't know. I think I just listened to this song a lot when I was there. That's probably why it reminds me of Providence. And that's the origin of the Talking Heads. Not a whole lot of deep, like, thoughtful reason why it reminds me of it. But this is Slippery People by the Talking Heads.
Hold the bottle to time.
All right, that was Slippery People by the Talking Heads. I hope everyone enjoyed that one. The next song I have here is... Shoot. I think that probably started playing some music while I was going. That's fine. You know, this is just my getting back into it. It's the COVID, post-having COVID for the second time show. So take me a little bit to get back into the swing of things. Yeah, geez, I think I'm just messing up all over the place today. But this next song is my Grams dedication. If you're new here, I do a dedication for my grandmother Grams each and every week, or at least every time I'm here in the station, which is usually every week. But, you know, who knows? You know, knock on wood that it's every week. But this is my Grams dedication for the week. This is The Ordells, Sipping on a Cup of Coffee, released in 1967, which is a great year. Yeah, I don't know. Love the song. Love my grandma. So, Grams, this one's for you. So that was The Ordells, Sipping a Cup of Coffee from 1967. I can't find this song anywhere except on YouTube, which is like, I guess YouTube is still a pretty big place to find it. But we log all our songs while we're playing music in the station. And I can't even, I had to log this in a kind of a funky way because it doesn't even come up. This is not me trying to pat myself on the back saying I've found a deep cut. I just mean, I think it's such a great song. I'm bummed that it's not one that I can find and access more easily. And I happen to like the kind of that, crunch or kind of crackle. I don't really know what the best word is of the vinyl. But I also can't find a version without it. So I guess I'm lucky that I like it. And before I continue, I'm going to go ahead and read a little PSA. For those who don't know, it's donation season here at WMFO. We do a donation drive every year. With COVID these past 2 years, we haven't been able to do it, but we're going back to tradition this year, so this is a little PSA from me to you. Consider it a gift if you want to, or don't. That's also okay. I'm going to do it regardless. This is a PSA advising you to donate now. Here we go. If you like what we are doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org. That's WMFO. W like wow. M like mother. F like flower. O like organic. Dot like a period. O like organic. R like race boat. And G like grass. I'm not reading off for that part. That I just thought that might make it a little bit easier to find the website, perhaps. Anyway, and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Yeah, so go ahead, find that website, and donate if you would like to. Yeah, and now I'm going to play more music. This is a song from my hometown, Orange County, California. Big moves. Anyone here from Orange County, California? You can't really chime in because this is radio. I guess you could call and tell me if you are, but I doubt that anyone listening currently is from Orange County, California. But this is Acid Mom by Acid Mom. I know the artist. She was in the Orange County music scene, and someone I interacted with a lot, and she's really cool. So I like to support her work because I think she makes cool music. She has a band I really like called It's Butter, and this is a side solo project she did last year. But this is Acid Mom by Acid Mom.
This morning I was discussing the joke of death.
So that is Acid Mom by Acid Mom, and this next song is, you know what, actually before I play the next song, that's right, little change up, I'm going to go ahead and play a PSA. You might be thinking to yourself, Lucy, didn't you just read out a PSA, that awesome PSA that you totally crushed and did such a good job on, and you pronounced it flawlessly and ad-libbed in a way that was humorous but did not take away from the message you were trying to deliver? And you'd be correct, that is what happened. okay, well maybe that's what I hope happened. But I am going to give you another PSA, because not only do I care about you donating to the station, I care about your safety, listener. That's no joke. I do. And so I'm going to play a little PSA. Yes, because the FCC mandates it, but also because I want to. It's both. You know what I mean? They don't have to be mutually exclusive things. So this is for the FCC, for me, and for you. A little PSA that I am so proud to deliver on behalf of the station.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
And also WMFO. But yeah, thank you to the Ad Council for that one. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like I usually play, I've said this before, but I feel like I play PSAs that feel like fairly obvious. This is like, I would think that this isn't like a political statement or one that would cause any kind of controversy or would be like polarizing in any way, but like, don't drive drunk or like buzzed or anything that makes you a bad person. I think it's like almost like, I'm sure, you know, okay, everything, I guess it's some, in some way is subjective, but I feel like that's pretty close to an objective truth, is like, do not, like, if you drive and you're intoxicated, like, you're a bad person, in my opinion. And like, I feel like that's a general truth. So I usually play those PSAs a lot. I hope this is not like surprising news to anyone, but if it is, change. Like, I have nothing else, just change. If that's surprising to you, which I like very, very much so doubt, like, change yourself. Sorry, do it, because that sucks. That's a bad thing to do, to drive intoxicated. That is a bad person move. This next song, moving on, smooth transition. This next song is A Message to You, Rudy, by The Specials.
Thank you.
All right, that was A Message to You, Rudy, by The Specials. That was for my mom. Mom, I love you. She's listening right now. And also, I need to be clear. I need to apologize, listener, for a technicality that my mother pointed out to me. She said, I'm listening, and I'm from Orange County. But Orange County is not a city, as you know. It's a county. So you're from Corona Del Mar. And I said, well, Mom, I'm also from Orange County. That's this. And she said, yes, but you said my hometown. Orange County isn't a town. And you know what? I hate to say it. I hate to say it, but she's right. So I want to apologize for the blatant lies. I just spread the misinformation I spread on the radio today when I said that my hometown is Orange County. Is Orange County is a county and not a town. I hope everyone can forgive me. Mom, if you're listening, if you're still listening, if you haven't shut it off because you were disgusted with my blatant lies on the radio station today, please know I am so sorry from the deepest depths of my heart, Mom. Mom, it's me, Lucy, your daughter. I'm sorry. Wow, I hope you can forgive me. I'm going to keep playing some songs, but if everyone has tuned out, you know, I don't blame you. I don't know if I could continue to listen knowing the kind of character that I have lying about my hometown like this, saying I'm from a county when in reality I should be saying I'm from Corona Del Mar, which is in Orange County. My bad, guys. This next song is Pictures of You by The Cure. For anyone out there who is choosing to stick by me and listen, but if not, I understand, I really do.
Of you that I
Alright, I think I have time for one more song. I probably could play another one, but I'm just going to keep it with one more so that way I don't go over at all and give the next DJ plenty of time to get in here, if they're in person today. I always forget who's after me, because it switches off, and I don't keep track well, but both shows are very good. But I've had COVID, so I've, not to keep using that as an excuse, but I've been a little bit away for a bit. But this next song is Kid by The Pretenders, and this one is for my mom. Also, side note, Global Grooves is after me today. You have to tune in. Love that show. Okay, I'm super stoked on that. Okay, please keep listening after my show. Awesome show.
Keep my only key. Look so small. You've gone so quiet. I know you know what I'm about. I won't deny it. Forgive. You don't understand. You turned your head. You drop my hand. All my sorrow. All my blues. All my sorrow.
That was Kid by the Pretenders for my mom, and that's my last song that I'll be playing. You've been listening to Naive Melodies on WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio on 91.5 FM. I hope everyone's having a great Tuesday. Like I said, I think you should keep listening. I think all days are great. I think Tuesdays are the best, in my opinion. There's so much good stuff. Like I said, Global Grooves is after me. Love that show. Odds and Ends is at 9. It's already happened, but at 6 a.m., there's also a really good show that my roommate does when she's awake for it, because also 6 a.m. is a hard time to do. I commend her for doing it. But yeah, keep tuning in. Tuesday is a great day, and I hope all of you have a great Tuesday. Thank you so much.